Are you hearing me? Are you embracing facts? Say things you understand. Then when you're catching my drift, will you stay with me? Will you sleep here tonight? Just don't walk away when I say crush.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, my name is Noah. I'm currently subbing in for the show Hyper Reality. Shout out to Alex for letting me sub in. Very cool, very fun, very excited. And because I'm subbing in, my usual slot is the one right after this. So I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours. So I hope you all are excited to hear my lyrical voice and my witty lines and my music choice, because I know I am, and I hope we can have that in common. Okay, we just listened to And Beyond by Modern Baseball, and then the song right before that, that the previous host wanted to make sure I read, was This Romantic by Girl with a Hawk. Shout out that. It was a good song. But that Modern Baseball song, really enjoy. I just feel like classic Mobo, and yeah, I don't really have much else to say. Again, I'm gonna be here for 2 hours, so I really think we're gonna form a bond, me and you as in the listener, and I'm excited to be a part of that. Okay, without further ado, here's the Smiths, and I will be back to say some things later. Okay, enjoy.
Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before.
Hello, I am back. We just listened to Black Star by Radiohead. Just before that was Say Something by Dr. Dog. And just before that was Stop Me, if you think you've heard this one before, by none other than the Smiths. Elephant in the Room, if you're streaming this on mobile and the song titles aren't updating, I am aware, and I do not know what the problem is. Spinatron is being a little weird to me. So let it be known that we are still not listening to Girl with a Hawk by The Romantic. I sent an email, hopefully someone lets me know what's happening, but, I apologize for the technical, inconvenience, which hopefully resolves itself soon. TBD though. Anyway, those three songs are all great. Kind of a manipulator vibe, but that's cool. The Smith song is great. I've been really into the Bends by Radiohead, especially that song Black Star. It rules. It's so good. And then same thing with Say Something by Dr. Dog. The moral of the story is that those three songs I played are really, really good. And I am so sorry you couldn't see the title of them. I'm trying really hard to fix that. But luckily, again, I'm going to be here for the next hour and 40 minutes, so surely I will figure it out by then. Well, I got more music to play, music I really enjoy, and I hope that you'll enjoy too. Without further ado, I'm gonna play the proverbial music, and we're all gonna listen to it. So, here is Angel Olsen. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you can see the title soon. Okay, be back in a bit.
Don't wanna see you again, or hold your hand, 'cause you don't really love me. You're not my man, you're not my man. Oh, you're not my man. Go back to Greenville, just going back to Greenville. You scream at your child and you make a scene. When you open your mouth, you never say what you mean. Say what you mean. Oh, say what you mean. Go back to Greenville. Just go on back to Greenville. Thank you.
jumping in your face when you saw. I thought of my father and proving him wrong, but mostly Molly and Dylan and my
Okay, we just listened to The Frost by Mitski. Just before that was Track X by Black Country New Road. And just before that was Greenville by Angel Olsen. Again, elephant in the room, I have not figured out what is going on with the song titles not showing. But surely next time I'm back, I will fix it. Okay. Talk about those songs. That new Mitski song from her latest album released earlier this week, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. Great album. Highly recommend. It's just super, super lush instrumentals. I was a big fan. And yeah, shout out to old Mitski. Give the album a listen to if you haven't already. Not much else to say besides that it's really good and you should listen to it. The Black Country New Road song, track X, it's a classic. It was released like 2 years ago, but from their debut For the First Time, which I've been getting really into recently, for whatever reason, and that song is definitely a highlight. The acoustic version, it's like released this thing, was also really cool, but yeah, love that song. I don't have much to say. I'm frazzled by Shoutcast preying on my downfall for whatever reason. And then Greenville by Angel Olsen. That is a cover of a Lucinda Williams song. I like it because I like to think it's about my hometown, Greenville, South Carolina. And whether it is or isn't is hard to say. But in my heart of hearts, I'm choosing to believe that it is, in fact, about my hometown of Greenville, South Carolina. Hashtag, yeah, that Greenville. Okay. More music to play. Hopefully next time you hear from me, I will have fixed the title issue. And any moment now, you're going to see the right song title showing up. Okay. Without further ado, here is MJ Lenderman. And, yeah. Okay. Hopefully you'll see the title this time. Okay. Goodbye.
Water slide to drain down.
daughter, she makes me feel like I'm the best. The only time I see you smile is after hours or the finish line. But bring yourself to the edge of the cliff.
Entire thing.
Okay, we just listened to Getting Better by Twin Peaks. Just before that was Partridge, recorded at Electric Lady by Claro. And right before that was You Are Every Girl to Me by MJ Lenderman. And I know what you're thinking. You still cannot see the song titles. I'm really sorry, everyone. I've said this so many times. I don't know what's happening. But it's just first week jitters. I think it's okay. Well, it's not okay. But the songs are being logged. And, you know, if you're really passionate about checking the songs, hopefully the playlist will be saved. And, yeah. Anyway, the songs we just listened to. That last one, Getting Better by Twin Peaks. This summer, these past few months, I had a really brief but meaningful Twin Peaks kind of period. And this song is one of them. I feel like something about this song is just fills me with warmth. And I can't explain why. I just love, I think, a lot of what Twin Peaks does. I think they're pretty unique in the music they make, like especially the vocals. And as a pianist, I really enjoy that a lot of what you can hear is piano in that. Not necessarily that song, but a lot of the other Twin Peaks releases. And yeah, shout out Twin Peaks. That Claro song, Partridge. Obviously, the original is from her, what was it, 2021 release, Sling, which I think was actually my favorite album that year. Shout out Claro. But this version of Partridge is absolutely incredible. I think the Electric Lady EP album, whatever, came out really early in the summer, and this was easily my favorite off of that release. The sax is incredible. Everything in this version is incredible, and it's... Again, there's no better four syllable word than incredible to describe it. I think Claro has really proven herself as an artist. She's great. I love Claro. And then You Are Every Girl to Me by MJ Lenderman. This song is awesome. I love this song so much. I love that album. The album, both songs, I think released last year. And for those who don't know, MJ Lenderman is a guitarist in the band Wednesday. And this is his solo stuff. And it's great. This song especially, the guitar in this is crazy. It's got that really rough kind of lo-fi feel. And yet you still are just like in awe of everything about it. I think I already mentioned the lyrics, but in case I didn't, the lyrics are the entire album. He's a great writer. And I don't know, you can tell I'm really amped up about this one song. And I wish you all could see the title. And speaking of wishing things and wanting people to do things, I have a PSA for all of you that I want you all to listen to and really take to heart. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website, events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community and Educational Radio. Okay, I got some more music to play. And after that, I don't know if you heard, I'm going to be here for the next hour. I'm currently subbing for the show Hyper Reality. Thank you, Alex, again. I am sorry the music is not showing up on the Shoutcast. Surely next time you hear from me, it'll be fixed. But for now, we're going to listen to the music. I'm about to play you Tugboat by Galaxy 500. So, yeah, let's listen to that together. All right. Hello. We just listened to Dry the Rain by the Betta Band. And just before that was Tugboat by Galaxy 500. Galaxy 500, 90s band. They were like in Cambridge. That song is great. Galaxy 500 is great. Check them out. Dry the Rain by the Betta Band. I heard this song for the first time watching the movie High Fidelity. It's a good movie. My dad recommended it to me. And this song is really cool. Shout out to my dad, I guess. This has been tumultuous subbing, but it's been a fun show. I've been subbing for Hyperreality, so thank you again, Alex, for letting me come on here for an hour. If you guys have been enjoying me talking, I have good news, which is that my actual show is starting in like 2 minutes, so I will be here for another hour. I hope you're excited. I'm excited. Hopefully the song titles will start showing. And yeah. Thank you all for being here. Please stick around for the next hour. But if not, it's okay. This has been No One. You're listening to 9.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. I'm going to close this out with some Front Bottoms, and I'll be back in a few minutes. All right. God forbid I ever stop.